Hey, hold on. That was a tough old game for you. Good side in Fermanagh that's improved today, but it started and finished well for you.
We had a good side as well. I mean, I definitely thought that we could have beaten Dunfermline today. Yeah, as good as Dunfermline are, but so are we. But we just don't believe it often enough. You know, took the game to them, got a goal in front, but that's our Achilles heel. We just can't consolidate. You know, keep them out for a wee while, and you know, very, very soft goals in our part, maybe good goals in Dunfermline's part, but a lot of mistakes contributed to our downfall.
Do you think the conditions maybe come into
No, not at all. No, not at all. Same for both teams. I thought that once Dunfermline got their tails up, they really took the game miss and got at us. But, you know, if we stuck to our game plan, I thought we'd have beat them.
2-1, obviously, conceding the penalty was an important moment, because obviously Dunfermline got their tails up from...
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but once again, yeah, the penalty, the incident happened inside the box, but, you know, we lost possession of way up in their box, and it just broke down, a mistake after mistake, and ends up a rash challenge and penalty. Yeah, Dunfermline are a good team, but like I say, so we just need to believe that we can do better than this. We have to. I mean, 3 goals at home again and nothing to show for it. But yeah, we'll bounce back. We have to, because it's Peterhead next week. I wish Dunfermline all the very best in the next round of the Cup. We'll get a good plum draw and make a few bob out of it.
Did you think at any stage in that later stages of the match that you could come pull something out of the contest?
You always believe, you know, there's loaves and fishes at that stage. We were praying for anything to happen, but you know, we caused them a couple of problems at the end, but too little too late.
Yeah. Like to play Dunfermline more often?
No. Nah, we know they're full time and the background and the history, but I felt at times in the first half, yeah, they played well, but we... you know, getting the goal, I just thought that, well, that's us, we'll settle down a bit now, but we didn't have time to consolidate, just didn't close the back door, as they say.
Mm. And if the comeback had come that bit earlier, it would have been more exciting.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But, we just got to focus on next week now. That's the Cup, we can't win the Scottish Cup now, so let's focus on doing as well as we can in the league.
Your injury situation hasn't been ideal, and you had to put Mark Nicholson in there for his first football since May, probably.
Yeah, it's his first since May. He's only had a couple of weeks training. Did okay, Mark. Obviously, Mark's sharpness and fitness is not there, but he's sore in there at the moment. But, you know, like I say, Kieran and Gunny both struggling now. Looks as if they could be out for a while.
What's Gunny's problem?
Gunny's pulled his hamstring.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and Kieran's got a knock on top of the foot, he's off for an x-ray.
It's a kind of appropriate weather metaphor, but it never rains but it pours.
No, that's it. Yeah, we don't have a problem seeking injury terms, but there's no point feeling sorry for ourselves, because nobody else will feel sorry for us. We'll put bodies out in the park next week and we'll expect to roll the sleeves up in battle and get something from the Peterhead game. We have to.
Thanks for that, Ross.
Cheers.